It's time for news. Here's Sybil.
This is BlackAmericaWeb.com News.
We shall not oppress a stranger, for we know the heart of a stranger. We were strangers once, too. My fellow Americans, we are and always will be a nation of immigrants.
Powered by News One.
Good morning. It is Friday. Just good to say. November 21st, 2014. Happy birthday to Pam Summers of Reach Media and Ricky Van Ruff, which is a great name, and it's Nikki Wood's nephew. But it's he has a future in some kind of business. I'm not sure what. The grand jury is getting closer to announcing its decision in Ferguson, as we talked about earlier, Skip. And now comes word that Ferguson police officer Darren Wilson, who was the man who killed Michael Brown, is in the final stages of negotiations with city officials to resign. The grand jury hearing evidence is preparing to meet today for what might be the final session, and the decision about whether to charge Wilson in the death of the unarmed teen could come the same day. He maintains that he has done nothing wrong, and the resignation talks have hinged on whether a grand jury returns an indictment against him in Michael Brown's death. Meanwhile, Michael Brown's father was on television asking for calm and for people to please be very, very mindful of what is going on and what this could all mean, and violence is not the issue, and it does not solve anything. And the grand jury decision, if it does come down today, prosecutors are expected to provide law enforcement with 48 hours notice before making a public announcement. So if it does come down today, then we won't hear anything until Sunday. And they are hoping that people will be able to maintain the calm. They are mad at the president again because he went on television last night, moving on the promise of doing something about immigration. He says that if the House and the Senate would do something, he wouldn't have to come about with an executive decision about the way to keep immigrants and to make things a little bit smoother in the process for nearly 5 million people in the U.S. illegally, and keeping them from being deported, and to also make them a part of the system. The moves affecting mostly parents and young people mark the most sweeping changes to the nation's fractured immigration laws in nearly three decades, and has now set off a fierce fight with Republicans over the limits of the presidential powers. The president said last night, and very clearly, if the House and the Senate will do something, we don't have to go this way. And then, of course, everybody on both sides took to social media, a lot of Facebook talk last night.
You see that frown on my face, don't you?
Yeah, I
do. It's just so blatant that the House and the Senate, you know, they do anything to purposefully oppose what the president comes up with.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's not, it's 6 years in and it's still going on. Yesterday,
head or gut?
Yesterday, the Tallahassee Police Chief Michael DeLeo had identified Myron May. He is a 31-year-old gunman who opened fire at the library at Florida State University overnight to Wednesday night into Thursday morning. And he was an alum of Florida State. Three students were wounded in the attack, and May was killed in a shootout with police. And they say this is a man who was on the edge and was not in good mental shape, and had been having conversations, or had they went and found writings in which he was having conversations with himself as well as with others about the voices that he was hearing. And so this is obviously a sad breakdown of somebody's life. And
he ended up in death.
He was a lawyer.
Shut up.
And It's just very sad. But once again, violence on our campuses. That massive snowstorm in Buffalo has moved Monday Night Football to Detroit. The Buffalo Bills are heading to Detroit to play their home game against the Jets. That is Monday Night Football. As I said, the NFL announced the change of the of all this taking place last night. And another Cosby accuser has stepped forward as his Bahama shows went on. A Florida woman came forward Thursday, become the fourth in recent weeks, to say that the comedian gave her pills and made her feel groggy and forced himself on her sexually. And amongst those others, as we mentioned earlier, the wife of Lou Ferrigno talked about her days in which she accepted drugs from Mr. Cosby and had... for lack of a better word, an interesting relationship.
Lou Ferrigno's wife?
Lou Ferrigno's wife has
the
come
Hulk?
Forward. Yeah, and the Hulk, yes. The wow. man who on TV known as the
oh,
Hulk.
Oh, the
he's deaf, yes.
Stop it.
Yes, and he does
the
have
Hulk.
A...
Now we know why the Hulk didn't talk.
He has a speech impediment.
Yeah. I never knew that.
Yeah. And his wife has a long...
I mean, you don't want him coming through the wall going, you know, that's
That's why the Hulk didn't talk.
A lot of people who suffer from that.
That's too much.
I'm coming through the wall. You won't want to see me angle.
Skip, it really helps if you don't laugh at him.
Because then we can see you. What? Angle away. I want to see you. You what?
That heavy tongue.
Skip, look at the time.
Oh, yeah. It's 15 before the hour on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.